I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 19-year-old guy named Larry Brooks from New Jersey was hired by an armored car company to be a security guard. That's pretty big because I believe all of them get firearms training and they have a gun. Like when you're doing security for that. So that's a really important job. And on his first day, last Tuesday, during the first shift, he was caught on camera stealing $100,000.
Oh, that's not nice.
First day, his first shift, like the first couple of hours, he was caught on surveillance camera with $100,000 that he had magically taken out for himself.
Yeah, at least wait a few months.
Or at least until the second day to figure out where all the cameras are, right?
Yeah, seems a little rushed.
Do some reconnaissance or something. He didn't even know the cameras were there. The cops found the cash in his car and he was arrested. And once again, I am not promoting criminal activities as like a way of life, but couldn't you take like, I don't know, $5,000 or $2,000, like maybe a month's rent,
something
whatever that might be.
Something that wouldn't be super noticeable at first.
Just something smaller. $100,000 is going to kind of like, wait a second, what happened here? So he has been arrested and still in jail. All right, let's go to Minnesota with this one. A 31-year-old guy named Elijah from Minnesota was playing Magic the Gathering. I never got into that, but I respect it. I feel like Magic the Gathering and Pokemon Go are kind of the same thing. I know they're totally different, but they're card games, and you collect them, and you...
Nerds!
She said it. Everybody thought it.
Nerd alert. Nothing wrong being a nerd. You do you. If you don't know Magic, it's a very popular strategy card game. Well, their Magic battles got heated, and at some point, just fighting with imaginary weapons and spells wasn't enough for Elijah, so he whacked his friend on the head with a rubber mallet, then stabbed the dude 7 times.
Oh my gosh.
I get like that. What's that called where you like live action role, like LARC? Like,
LARPing.
When I respect the live action role play, like that's your thing. Not for me, but you can't stab somebody. Right? Like, that's a little extreme.
Well, those are different things, but they're both in that weird category. That's
messed up. So, yeah, he stabbed his buddy 7 times. The guy was rushed to the hospital, but fortunately, stab wounds are not going to be fatal. Elijah was arrested and charged with first and second degree assault.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
I feel like attempted murder.
Yeah. No kidding right there. No word on who won the actual Magic Gathering, that game right there. And your final dummy of the day story today involves a bad, bad grandpa. 68-year-old man and 14-time felon.
Whoa.
How can you be a felon 14 times and not be in jail?
That is wild.
Was busted for using his senior citizen home in Oakland, California as a base for selling narcotics. Police seized about $20,000 worth of cocaine, black tar heroin, and marijuana from his vehicle and apartment. He's accused of selling drugs to non-residents in the parking area of the senior home.
Grandpa, don't you want to just retire, swim in a pool?
Wow, look at you, Johnny. You got a lot of people visiting you in your retirement community. They must really like you.
He's the only one.
No kidding. He ended up getting caught, and he would also make these deliveries, though, too. He would drive away sometimes and drop them off to people. A search warrant was served later at his apartment where 40 grams of suspected cocaine, 25 grams of black tar heroin, and almost an ounce of suspected marijuana was found. His prior convictions were from 1978 all the way to 2012. So this guy never stopped. Grandpa was a badass. They included convictions for drugs, burglary, petty theft with priors, and receiving stolen property.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kate Beckinsale was forced to postpone her appearance at Tampa Bay Comic Con after her stalker was arrested. Apparently, he was there waiting for her. According to TMZ, Terry Lee Reff has been following the actress across the country for the past year, even threatening to stab her before. Police in Florida had been warned to be on the lookout for him and found him at the convention center. Modern Family star Eric Stone Street, who plays Cam, works security for Garth Brooks at the Country Legends 1995 concert in New York City. The 45-year-old actor recently posted a gallery to Instagram of himself and Garth, which is kind of funny. Rob Lowe says he has communicated with a ghost just weeks after confirming he had an actual encounter with Bigfoot. The actor is
Hold on. He ran into Bigfoot? How did he confirm this?
Both. Well, the actor's doing publicity for his new A&E show, The Low Files. The show stars Rob and his two young sons, and he says the entire series centers on the trio attempting to solve mysteries, but whether or not they solve them isn't the point. Here's a clip.
Since I was a little boy, I've loved spooky legends and scary mysteries.
Yes!
And when I had boys of my own, we bonded over those campfire stories.
We're going on a search for Sasquatch.
Yes!
We debated whether Bigfoot was real.
That is a real track of Bigfoot.
Or if ghosts really existed.
They do!
We swore that one day we would find out those answers together.
Oh, we're going to find out together! Rob Lowe!
This actually does it for Alex, for real though.
Guys, he's my new celebrity crush, and find you a man that will ghost hunt with you. And
you think
solve
by
mysteries.
Now that we would have found Sasquatch if he was real. Like, he's not real, obviously, because you would have caught him by now. We would have had him on like a camera, like real film.
I think he's smarter than we think. I think he's got a cabin in the woods with like a computer
Where are
system
the bones?
And he watches people.
Where are the bones of Bigfoot?
Like still
the
alive. Skeleton.
He never
alive.
Dies.
Oh, there's only one Bigfoot.
He's like a vampire. He lives for like thousands of years.
Oh, I would kill myself if I was Bigfoot and there was no other like female Bigfoots to be with.
But you can't.
What?
Bigfoot doesn't die. You can't kill yourself.
What? How are you guys raised so wrong that you believe all these like things that aren't true? Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster too?
I don't necessarily believe in those types of things.
Oh, those are different.
No,
those
I'm just. I think it's funny.
Nessie's
to say,
real. Nessie's yeah, real.
I think it's funny to say that they're real. Okay, Lady Gaga has been subpoenaed in Dr. Luke's defamation case against Kesha because she has relevant information, but Gaga's legal team is fired back. The producer's lawyers claim that Lady Gaga has relevant information to the case and spread negative messages and joined what they describe as Kesha's smear campaign against Dr. Luke. But Gaga's legal team released a statement saying Dr. Luke's team is attempting to manipulate the truth and draw press attention to their case by exaggerating Lady Gaga's role and falsely accusing her of dodging reasonable requests. MTV president Chris McCarthy has revealed that TRL will be relaunching in October, and a new TRL studio facing Times Square is already under construction. The MTV president is also developing a reality show about gender nonconforming teens called We Are They, and he's going all in on gender neutrality at MTV. He's already made the categories in MTV's annual Movie and TV Awards gender neutral. There's no male or female categories anymore. And soon, the Video Music Awards Moon Man Trophy is now going to be called a Moon Person.
I heard that and I was like, okay.
Because, you know, growing up, it really just wrecked my world having something called the Moon Man on the MTV Music Awards instead of a Moon Person. Like, now I can sleep at night.
Wait, hold on, guys. You're saying TRL's coming back?
Yes.
Did you guys hear Carson Daly just quit his radio job?
Oh, that's what it is.
Do you think?
Yep, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think?
Maybe I'd watch. Carson Daly was the man back in the day.
The person.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to offend.
No, see, that's so offensive right now. I'm going to have to leave.
I just apologize. What do you want me to do? A 10-minute apology? I'm sorry.
That's it. That's the garbage.
So he would be like the TRL, like...
He?
It's hard not
they,
to...
They. Them. They.
They.
Now, see how hard this is.
I am not meant for this. I'm trying.
I don't think I is gender neutral either. I don't think we can say that anymore. It.
You cannot. Nope. A CEO says if you're interviewing for her company, you better be ready for this to happen. Like, when she's interviewing people, this is something that you better do, or it's going to be like, oh, I guess they really don't want this job, or they wouldn't be a good fit here for our company. The CEO says that she will text you if you're in the interview process. Multiple people are interviewing you, but she will text you on a Sunday at either 11 a.m. or 9 p.m. at night. And if you don't respond within 3 hours, that's a bad sign.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that?
Horrible. That is so ridiculous. What is up with people in the United States not like... No one recognizes how important that quality time you spend with your family is anymore. It's just you work 24/7. They don't even want you to take vacation day. God, that's relatable for us. I mean, it is just insane. No other country is like that, especially if you look at France. I mean, it is very important that those people get in their workplaces, get long lunches, and that they do spend time with their families and take quality like holidays and all of those types of things.
Yeah, but this is USA. Woo!
It's just sad. Yeah. It's just really sad to me.
I just couldn't imagine a boss like that. But the one thing that I did kind of see from the story was she's saying, like, look, if you respond to me within 3 hours, it goes to show that you're like reliable. You'll be there when we need you. She's like, when we hire you, I'm not going to be texting you all the time, which she probably will be texting you all the time. But she says, if you actually respond to it, it shows that you're going to be attentive, like you're a team member and you'll get back to people. Because I'll admit, I've worked with people, even now in our current job, and in the past too, it is so frustrating. You ever have that where you cannot get somebody to return an email? Even if the answer is no, just let me know what's going on here. And that is frustrating when people never get back to you. So I guess I see her point. She wants to build a team of people on there that are going to actually respond to you and
but
give
I mean,
you answers.
Within 3 hours at all hours of the night, like I put my phone on Do Not Disturb at night. I put it on the moon. So I don't get texts or calls.
You do?
Yeah.
Like right when you go to sleep?
Every single night. Because I don't want like dinging and notifications and stuff. I cannot stand that.
Do you have us as like an emergency contact though? Like if I call you, it'll ring? You should.
I have a few people in my favorites or whatever, like my parents that can get through. But when I'm sleeping at night, I have it off.
Wait, but is producer MYK on that list, the get through list?
Let's see. Let's see if I have anyone from the show on here on my favorites.
No.
I feel like
yeah, I have you, Buster, and MYK on there.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at Hunter and Elliot King out in the cold.
Nope.
Nobody likes them.
They shouldn't be contacting me at 4 a.m.
Do you think I'm
<You're>
like, hey, what are you doing? Send nudes. Do you have a problem with that though, MYK? Like, if like you were hiring for this job or anywhere else, would you understand if they wanted you to respond within 3 hours on a Sunday, either at 9 a.m. when they send it, I'm sorry, at 11 a.m. when they send it, or at like 9 p.m.
I mean, if it's just a test to see if you'll respond. I mean, 3 hours isn't too bad. It's not like she's calling it like. Or is she texting at 1 a.m.? She said it's 11 at 9,
they
right?
Text. Yeah, they do it at 11 a.m., which you figure people are probably Sunday, they're probably going to church or they're doing something. Then 9 o'clock at night, you're probably winding down for better sleep. God forbid you fell asleep at like 8:50.
Yeah.
Does that cost you the job?
It's a good way to test people. I mean, everyone has the phone in their hand 24/7, and all of a sudden when their boss or somebody's looking for them, like, oh, I didn't have my phone on me yet, right?
Yeah, that's the worst thing. I got an iPhone now, and I didn't have it before. I used to have, like, an Android, but I guess you can see, like, when a message is delivered, so it's like, oh,
well, that's why I don't have my read receipts on. You're a special type of person if you have read receipts on.
Very special.
like you can tell a lot about a person if they have their read receipts on.
I'm surprised you're not. Like, I feel like when you're dating a guy, you would have read receipts on.
I make them put their read receipts on, but I keep mine undelivered. Hey. Hey. Who wears the pants? Who wears the pants?
Oh, my gosh. That's messed up. We're going to test the back-to-school knowledge for hopefully adults that are calling in. 317-239-1009 is the number. Let's talk to line two this morning, which is David. David on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you ready for school?
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a kiddo?
I do not.
Okay. Well, then maybe this is bad news. Maybe this is good news. Maybe you're really, really smart. We're going to ask you multiple choice questions, and if you get enough right, then you are going to get hooked up with a $50 Main Event bonus play gift card, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Question number one for you, David, is this. What is the fastest bird on foot? Is it A, the ostrich, B, the sparrow, C, the eagle, or D, the woodpecker?
A, the ostrich.
Well, well, well. Look at that. He wasn't even playing around this morning. Okay, cool.
Right out of the gate.
Dang.
Here we go.
Number two. What planet is closest to the sun? Is it A, Venus, B, Earth, or C, Mercury? These are fifth grade trivia questions.
C, Mercury.
Dang!
What in the world? Are you some kind of genius? You must work for that Eli Lilly place.
Actually, I do.
Oh, my God! I did not know that, you guys. Hey, this is a really good omen for later in the show when I do my Guess Your Occupation. What the actual heck?
Wow.
I completely just guessed.
Dang.
That is hysterical.
All right, David, you're off to a really good start here. Let's see if we can embarrass you for your coworkers, though, by getting this one wrong. A heptagon is a shape with how many sides? Is it A, 6 sides, B, 7 sides, or C, 8 sides? A heptagon.
Heptagon. B, 7 sides.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is a freaking genius.
Wow.
This guy is a genius. All right, let's see if we can trip you up when we get all political on you right now.
Uh-oh.
How long is one regular term for a U.S. God, I suck at life. How long is one regular term for a U.S. representative? Like, how many years? Is it A, 2 years, B, 4 years, or C, 6 years for a regular term for a U.S. representative?
Not positive. A, 2 years.
Oh, my gosh!
Wow.
David.
Crazy.
David, is your last name Lily? Because you must run the place. Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. All right, Alex, the next question, please, can you give to David? See if we can trip him up here. We're doing trivia that fifth graders would know because all the kiddos are heading back to school today.
Which of the following states is not on the Gulf of Mexico? A, Georgia, B, Texas, C, Florida, or D, Alabama?
Oh.
Georgia, Texas, Florida, or Alabama?
Not
on the Gulf.
Go with Georgia.
That is correct.
Oh my God, this guy is a freaking... What's wrong with this guy?
I think he got the answers to the test.
He did. Did you peek ahead?
Something.
Did somebody leak these answers? All right, let's give him one last one, see if he can go perfect. We'll give him one last question and see how David does here.
What is the lowest prime number, David? A, 0, B, 1, C, 2, or D, 5? The lowest prime number.
It would have to be, 1.
Wow. Nope, it was 2. C, 2. 2 is the lowest prime number.
Got me there.
Do you know what a prime number is?
Something
about, like, where you can't be divided by each other, or...
I don't know either. I just Googled the answer, so hopefully it's right. These could all be wrong.
Who knows? But could be right, and that answer could be wrong. Honestly, I kind of trust you more.
It scares me, though, that some of these questions fifth graders know and I don't, because I'm like, God, I'm so dumb. David, man, congratulations. Hang on the line. We're hooking you up this morning with a $50 Main Event bonus play card. Main Event is heading for fun this summer with Fun Pass. All you can play bowling, billiards, I like to call it pool, and laser tags. Congratulations. Hang on, MYK will get all of your information. This story right here is really creepy, and it's real. Now, it's not happening in Indy, but it could. There's a mystery over a woman that's crying through people's letterboxes, like the mail slot.
Oh, that's terrifying.
In the early hours of a morning. A mysterious woman has been heard shouting through people's letterboxes in the middle of the night, prompting concerns in the city called Kirby. It's a few miles north of Liverpool, so in England. People suspect that the bizarre yelling and screaming is part of a ploy for burglars to get into the people's homes.
Yep.
People fear that if they answer the door, someone will barge in and rob them.
100%.
Reports saying this incident usually happens between 2 in the morning and 5 in the morning.
No,
morning,
sir.
The witching hour is at 3, so there you go. Involving a woman asking to come in, shouting that she has nowhere to go. One resident claimed the woman yelled through her letterbox for more than an hour.
Dude, call the cops.
An hour?
Get a gun.
Yeah, guns coming out the other side. Talking to this. Oh, my gosh. Here's some different people like talking about what happened. Quote, someone was knocking at my door, but I ignored it. I woke up and my back gate was open. The old lady living over the road said the same thing happened, but a lady was crying at her saying she had no money.
Never answer the door. Never answer the door to a stranger. Even if she says she just got in a wreck and blah, 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 she needs to use your phone. Never!
Another person in the neighborhood wrote on Facebook, around 2 a.m. on Friday morning, we heard banging on the door, but I was too scared to go down. I stopped my boyfriend from going down because I was shaking. You just don't expect something like that to happen. And finally, another person said, we received a call from a lady telling us that her mother, who lives in Kirby, also had been disturbed in the early hours of the morning by a woman who knocked on her front door for over an hour. How are people waiting that long? Are they more patient in England? If you're banging on my door, I'm gonna Lindsay, grab a knife, Benny and Paddington. We're gonna strap knives to your heads. Like, let's go after these people. It was crazy. The woman was shouting, "Help me! Let me in! I've got nowhere to go."
This, you know what this reminds me of? Buster, our afternoon guy, told us that story about how when he was little, some woman in the middle of the night like knocked on the door to his house. And was like asking, like saying, I have an emergency, I need to use your phone or something. And his mom, she's like banging on the door, and Buster's mom like went on the stairwell and yelled out in a man voice. She was like, who is it? To like scare the lady. So she would think it was a guy, like a man living in the house or whatever. And she yelled up back to Buster, like call the police or something like that in a man voice. And the lady took off running. So that's like a genius little piece of advice, just to like, if you're a woman in your home alone, like yell like in a man voice like you're a guy.
But I gotta wonder, like, what if somebody really needs help though?
That's fine, but you say, I will call the police for you through the door. I'm not opening
my
door.
But what if somebody's outside like about to kill this girl? She's gonna be dead by the time the police get there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna offer myself up to be a casualty with you.
Well, man, I don't know. Like, I feel like if somebody knocks at your door, you got to like let him in, right?
Yeah, it just depends, man. I don't know. It depends on these scenarios.
Okay, this is over in England, but I got to imagine stuff like you just mentioned with Buster's mom has happened here in Indy. 317-239-1009. I want to know, maybe it wasn't a psycho killer, but I just want to know, like, who knocked at your door? Like, what did they want? Was it somebody, like, what? And what did they do, too? Did they try to kill you? Did they try to break in and rob you?
Yikes.
Because we hear these stories like they actually happened, but have they happened? Do you know somebody that happened to? 317-239-1009. I want to know, who knocked on your door? Did you open it? Did you not open it? Did you call the cops? What did you do?
It was the devil.
You gotta let me in! Would you let somebody in if they were doing that? Like just banging on your door?
That's gonna be a nope.
Alex, I just feel like, what if the roles were reversed? You'd have to, like, do that, right?
No.
Like, if that was you?
No, sir. God, never answer the door to a stranger like that.
I feel like if it's one person, you could let them in real quick. But then we got people on the phones I want to get to. 317-239-1009 that might say, do not do that. Lindsay, you have a story about your neighbor. What happened?
Yeah, don't ever open your door. At about 11 o'clock 2 months ago, there was a girl that knocked on the door and said that she had trouble with her car. They let her in, and then three males followed her in, and they beat up the people that were in the home, and they took all of the electronics and a lot of cash and then left out the back door. So don't ever open your door for anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Did she look, and I don't know what you do know, but did she at least, like, did she have a peephole to look through? Did she see other people, or she just saw one woman?
She just saw the woman. I'm guessing she didn't look through the people and just let the woman in, and three men followed her. And yeah, it was. They got really, really lucky that they didn't get killed.
No kidding.
Thank
How
you.
Horrifying.
Thank you for calling in, Lindsay. Like, and that's the thing too. Like, if I was gonna let somebody in, I'd have like a handgun. Like, just in case you want to try something.
Mm-mm. You are gambling with death here. You want to let hitchhikers into your car. You want to let strangers into your house to use your phone.
I don't know why. Listen, Lindsay's got a scary story right there that just called in with her neighbor. But I don't feel like the world's 100% bad. We hear one story and we get scared about everything. I don't think every person, help me, is going to kill you.
Well, no, but majority yes.
Jennifer's on the Joe and Alex show. Something happened to you at Butler. What went down?
So it wasn't me. It was one of my friends. They were at the student housing, off-campus housing, but it was right by campus. This woman banged on their door, was screaming and everything. And, well, they did not open the door. They called the cops. Apparently, there was actually a drive-by. This woman got shot. There was a handprint the next morning. Unfortunately, the woman was deceased, but
like a bloody handprint?
A bloody handprint.
No!
And there was blood everywhere.
Yikes!
And they might have been able to save her if they would have opened the door and let her in and called 911, but they didn't, did they?
They called 911, and they told her, because she was obviously injured and everything, they told her they like put pressure on on the blood and everything. I mean, they're students at this point. What could they do? But what if there was someone else following them?
That's true.
But
you guys are
it's crazy.
It's for sure crazy. I feel like you got to open that door. Somebody's begging for help. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on Twitter. If you actually have a story, something happened to you or somebody you know. Ashley, you have a story about your mom. What happened to your mom, Ashley?
Yeah, so actually just the other night, at about midnight, they got a knock on the door. My parents live in basically the middle of nowhere. So to get a knock on the door is super, super scary, especially in the middle of the night. And their big dog just died, so it's even scarier because he usually bark and scare people away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom goes to the door, and their door has, like, glass in it so you can, like, see out. And whoever's there can see it. And about 2 years ago, my brother was robbed at gunpoint. And he was released from jail the night that they got a knock on the door. And the guy that had, like, all my parents' information because my brother still lived there.
Ooh.
And
you think they were coming after your brother because they knew he got out?
Yeah. Ooh. So, like, that's kind of my mom's first thought. I'm like, then why the hell did you go to the door? But anyways, she opened it, and it was a cop at midnight saying, oh, by the way, we just wanted to let you know that the guy that robbed your son is released from jail. I'm like, you couldn't tell me this in the middle of the day?
You couldn't call earlier or text or email or Facebook message?
Dive into my IG DMs.
That's crazy. Hey, thank you, Ashley, for sharing your story. 317-239-1009. If you've had something like this happen, we want to talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. These stories are happening in a city. People are just knocking, let me in, let me in. And they think that it's just people trying to get in and rob you. And we've had a lot of calls this morning from you at 317-239-1009 saying that stuff like that has happened to you even here or people that you know. I don't know. I feel like I'd want to let somebody in. I would check, like I'd have like a gun or a knife by my side in case people were coming in to defend myself. But
get a security system, get a camera.
Oh, you got to have a camera for sure. That's a great idea.
All this stuff.
317-239-1009. Let's talk to Devon. What's up? How you doing? What would you like?
Hello.
Hey, did this happen to you? Like something where you tried to help somebody out, they knocked?
Well, we were pulling into, we were staying at a friend's house out of town, and we'd gone to a family function and got in at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we pulled into the driveway, and when my husband opened his door, there was a man and a woman standing there, and they hadn't been there when he pulled up, when the lights were, you know, on the driveway. And he said they looked a little bit like, kind of like they were had been attacked, but it looked like fake,
ew,
like fake blood or something.
Ooh.
And yeah, and he said that, you know, or I mean, I was sitting next to him, but I couldn't see them as well. But they were saying that they had been, somebody had stolen their car and they needed to ride to the police station. And I said, we'll call 911. And I told my husband to shut the door. And they said, oh, we called them and they said to get a ride. And I was like yelling at my husband, like, shut the door, just shut the door.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
totally.
Yeah, drive
so
away.
So he shut the door. I called 911, and they were asking me a question, and I turned to look at them to give them information, and they were gone. Like, they had run off.
Not a chance. No thanks. Bye.
I feel like having a male there, not saying women are in fear, but I feel like having a guy there would deter a lot of people.
It does.
Because they probably think a woman's an easier target.
For sure.
But that's insane. Thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to David. David on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you have a story about somebody knocking on your door?
My fiance and I were kind of chilling back, you know, watching movies all night. It was kind of funny because we were watching Get Out. It just happened recently. And turn around, someone's kind of on our door screaming, open door, and lady, she got, like, knife incisions all over her arms, wrist. So we tell her to come in, and I'm very pro-gun. So I go in the bedroom and get my AR-15.
Yeah, you do, because you're America. You're from America.
Yeah, America. Turn around. I have my, because I have a glass plate screen door in front of my door. So I locked it, and I just waited and aimed down sight. Sure enough, three individuals walked around the corner of my garage, and I've never seen three people dip as fast as they did.
Yeah, whoa. You're like, hey, how's this look to you?
That's right.
Wow. So is that going to deter you from ever opening the door and letting somebody in again?
Oh, no. I've always, you know, been taught, you know, you do for one, two, and need. And I'm not too worried because I always have a firearm on me at all times.
I got enough bullets for everybody here. Hey, man, thank you, David, for calling in. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got my AR-15 at home. I got to make sure I got a couple of clips loaded up. People want to come take from me.
That's right.
America.
Not today. 317-239-1009. Let's say good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Anna.
Hey, did you have something happen where somebody knocked on your door?
Yes. One time it was somebody knocked on our door at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was storming that night.
Oh, even worse.
And we didn't answer. We never answered the door. I don't care who it is. So we didn't answer, and all of a sudden our phone rang, and our neighbor was there and was telling us that our tree was on fire.
Whoa!
In our backyard. And what happened was a lightning struck our tree. It was an old tree, and it was on fire from the inside.
Wow, and I've heard of that happening before. That's crazy.
And was telling us, and they said that they already called the fire department. The fire department came in, and they couldn't do anything because it was on fire from the inside.
Alex, what if that happened to you and you're going to burn to death because your neighbor's trying to help? You're like, get away. I don't care about you.
I don't know. See, those are those tricky situations because I would be just like her and be scared to answer the door.
Now you're torn and conflicted. Like, I don't want to get killed by somebody, but I don't want my tree to catch my house on fire while I'm inside. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Jennifer.
Hey, what happened, Jennifer? Somebody knock on your door?
Well, actually, I was the one knocking.
This sounds very sexual. Can I just pause and just be like, who was knocking on your door? No, I was knocking.
No. Oh, it wasn't like that. I wish it was like that, but no, it wasn't like that.
Okay, sorry. Tell your story.
Well, hold on. There's a fire truck going by.
Well,
but...
while we wait.
I'm a knock on your door.
All right.
I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, yes.
Classic show. Okay, now that it's passed, what happened?
So, when I was 18, I was living in an apartment with my boyfriend, and he worked second shift, and I was home alone. And I had a neighbor that lived across, we lived on the upstairs apartment, so he was the door across from me.
Yeah.
And he was kind of crazy, like he was on medicine, his parents paid for him to live in his apartment because he couldn't work and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, one night I was hanging up pictures. And apparently the hammering was just driving this guy insane.
Oh, no.
And, yes, so he starts pounding on my door, threatening to kill me, like ran his body into the door and almost busted the door down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so this was before cell phones and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a house. We were young. We didn't have money. We didn't have a phone. We didn't have a landline phone.
Sure.
So I was hanging up pictures. So I had my hammer in my hand, and I went to the kitchen. I thought, man, maybe I should grab a knife because I was going to leave. I was going to go out the door and try to run to a payphone or something. And I didn't grab the knife. I kept the hammer. And I went out the door and I started to go down the stairs. And he opened the door and gave me the most creepy, blood-curdling smile I'd ever seen in my life. Like, I am going to kill you.
Goodbye. I'm moving. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So did you slam the door? What'd you do?
So I started running down the stairs, and in pure panic, because when you're in that situation, you think you know what you're going to do. You plan out in your mind, if this ever happens, this is what I'm going to do. In that situation, that all went out the window. I was so scared, instead of running out the door to the apartment, to the outside, to the parking lot, I ran back and underneath the stairs where the other two doors of the downstairs apartments were.
No, wrong way.
Yeah, So I blocked myself in, and he came at me, and I tried swinging the hammer at him to hit him, to get him away from me, but everything was in slow motion because I was so afraid, and he grabbed me up, and he slammed my head into the wall. Yeah, he took the hammer from me, and as all this is happening, this all happened in a matter of 20 seconds, as this is all happening, I'm banging on the door that I'm sitting at the floor, and I'm up against their door, and I'm banging on it, and as he swings the hammer down, and it's come, I see it coming towards my head, and I think, I'm dying, this is it, I'm gonna die, I'm never gonna see my dad again, this is over. Just as I see that hammer coming towards my head, those people opened the door and slid me in.
That hammer
came down and smacked that floor and crushed that tile right where my head had been.
Oh my gosh, you are lucky to be alive.
Oh my gosh.
It was a matter of seconds, yes.
Wow.
So they needed to open their door for you.
If they hadn't opened their door, I would be dead.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Thanks for sharing.
But still to this day, though, you know, I don't recommend that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you call the police, but, you know, when I look back on this situation, I'm so grateful that they did because I wouldn't be here.
They must have had a peephole and, like, seen what was going down and knew they had to help you maybe or something.
Something. Hey, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. That was intense. School's back in session for a lot of kids. IPS is back, and some kids even went back last week. And we were talking, like, first of all, wow, I can't believe school's back already. At least I thought you had a few more weeks, but it's back. But also, Alex and I were talking about, like, how much trouble we got into when we were kids in school. I remember when I was in school, I was a freshman in high school, and I was just a dummy, kind of like I am now. And I had to do really well in this this midterm exam to pass the English class, or you know, to get by with like a D. Well, it was also the English class was connected to the yearbook room, and the teacher taught both things. So I snuck off into the yearbook room just through a door.
Mm-hmm.
I had the book because the answers were in the book. And I was almost done with the test.
Ooh.
And I could have just left the book in there. This was when I was a bad kid. She caught me in front of the whole class, threw the book at me, and
what?
Ended up clipping me in the face.
What? That she would be like fired for that.
No,
now.
Well, she eventually was no longer at the school. I don't know if it was because of that. And I don't blame her. She was one of my favorite teachers, but
well, you screwed that one up.
No, but I still passed the class. I ended up because she was the yearbook teacher. You could buy yearbook ads, like spend money for the yearbook because that's what they need. I had to spend $450, and by that I mean my mom had to like give me $450. I bought $450 worth of yearbook ads.
What the heck, Joe?
I just
selling
ever,
what?
What did you put in there?
Joe Pesh Entertainment. I used to be a DJ.
What?
So nobody booked me for DJ gigs.
So wait, so the deal was spend money on advertising in the yearbook, and then that's how you can get extra credit or something?
Yeah, extra credit. It could just boost your grade. So,
because failing that one test you cheated on would have dunked your grade that way?
That was the... She gave me an... Because she caught me cheating with the book. I failed my midterm exam.
Oh, it was a midterm.
Okay. Yes.
It wasn't a normal
It was
test.
A heavily weighted grade for the whole semester.
Joe!
I'm stupid. You guys should know that by now. That happened in one time also in school. I didn't realize this one, but I wrote on the lockers. I thought they were like washable markers, but they were permanent markers. Our friends, we were writing stuff and just drawing stuff on there. And they ended up charging us with vandalism.
Wow, you did get in a lot of trouble.
I didn't
do anything like that.
Did you do anything bad? I know you got in trouble, like suspended, but what'd you do?
Yeah, I got a ton of in-school suspensions, like a bunch, just for being late and talking in class. I mean, but that's not that exciting, you know?
No, I could totally see that fitting you, though. Like, I could totally see you, like, what did they do? You just talk during the teacher, like, during class?
Yeah, just like every time, you know, the teacher asked me to stop talking, and then she'd look over and I was talking again. Or I remember one time I got an in-school suspension because my shirt or my skirt was too short.
Yeah, that problem still is going on here at work. Please cover up. MYK and I just can't handle it. 317-239-1009. The kids being back in school. We want to know, when you were in school, like, what'd you get in trouble for? Let's talk to Rebecca on the Joe and Alex show. What was it for you? What'd you do?
So in fifth grade, I was taking a test, and I sat at the table right next to the teacher's desk, and she had the answer sheet open right in front of us, and so naturally we were copying off of it. And one question, the correct answer in her book was answers may vary, so I wrote answers may vary on my test.
What did she say to you?
We were young. We were in fifth grade. We just really got a slap on the wrist, but... I think she more thought it was funny than anything.
Yeah, that's wow. Pretty cute.
Fifth grade, I at least waited till I was like 15 or 16. Look at you. You were a terrible kid, Rebecca. Did you turn
started
out right? Do you have like
yeah,
a,
I did. Don't worry.
Do you have a normal job now? Are you contributing to society?
I do. 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday.
Wow, she didn't turn out to be a cold, hard criminal. Look at that.
I appreciate that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay, what did you do to get in trouble at school?
So I actually got in a fight at school, and this is not like your normal fight. I was dating this kid, and basically he cheated on me, and I had just had surgery on my shoulder, and I had this huge abductor pillow. Well, when I fought this girl, long story short, we had these really hard plastic lunch trays. And I busted her in the face with this lunch tray.
Oh, girl.
And, yeah, it was really bad. And basically, I have younger brothers that go to the same school, and everybody's always like, your sister's the one who hit that girl in the face with the lunch tray. And even, even the kids at his church.
Whoa.
No. Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you get suspended for that?
Oh, I got expelled.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And are you still struggling with anger issues?
No.
No, I'm fine.
Oh my
gosh,
why
do you ask?
It was, looking back now, it was so stupid. But we had to go to like this board meeting for school or whatever to see if I could even come back. And then we actually tried to switch schools, But basically, like, schools have these secret pacts where, like, if one school expels a student, another school can't take them.
So where did you go?
Well, so I went to Franklin Community is where I got in the fight at. And then I tried to go to Southwestern in Shelbyville because I was going to, like, live with my grandparents out in the middle of nowhere.
But they said no.
Right, correct.
So
yeah,
did you get homeschooled?
No, I actually got to come back to... That was the first time I ever got in trouble.
Oh, man, you like, just got arrested.
They let you loose in the school again? Oh, my God. I feel like you'd have to be in shackles in the lunchroom.
We had to take... We had this, like, alternative school that was, like, in the school, but you took them online, and it was for people who, you know, had gotten in trouble and couldn't go back to regular school, or
people who
dropped out of high school, but they wanted to come back and get their
GED
diploma.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. I had to do that for a while, and I wasn't, like, really allowed to be around other people.
Yeah, makes
sense. And then eventually, but I'm not, like, that was the only fight that I ever got in. And the only trouble I ever got in, so when they finally, and I got really close with the teacher that was in the, the alternative school. And eventually they're like, okay, she's not like a danger to people. We can let her back. So
yeah.
She can be rehabilitated.
Can I just say that my entire school career, all I wanted was to see a fight. And every single time there was a fight in my high school, I missed it. I was like, I was in the wrong class, or I had just walked past before it happened, and I was so upset. And now that's why I love going to hockey games, because I love when they fight on the ice. It's like I'm reliving all of the high school dreams I didn't get
to
have.
Alex actually brings like a book with her to read, just as if she was in class like, wait a minute, what's happening? Who's fighting? What did you do to get in trouble at school? I got caught cheating during my midterm exam. Teacher threw a book at me, actually ended up hitting me in the face. I had to buy $450 worth of school yearbook advertising to pass because I failed my midterm exam.
That is kind of not surprising to me about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not dumb. I just really never applied myself for sure. Wasn't the best thing. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to another good person. Joe, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi, I got kicked out of school on 9/11 for calling my parents and letting someone else call their parents on a cell phone to let them know about the buildings getting hit.
That's just un-American right there.
Well, this was back in, 2000, what was it, one or two?
It was 2001. And
2001, yep.
We weren't allowed to have cell phones in school, and we were sitting in TV class for news broadcasting, and we saw on the air, and we were calling our parents, letting them know what happened, and the librarian came out in the hallway and took the phones away from us and said, you ain't supposed to have phones in school, and I quipped back with, yeah, well, they ain't supposed to be bombing us, but they are. So I got sent home and kicked out of school for 3 days.
So how old are you now? So were you like a senior then? So are you like 32?
33.
Aha.
Yeah, when 9/11 happened, I was actually, I think, a freshman in high school, and they didn't even tell what was happening, Joe. Like, my school didn't even tell us.
How weird am I that on a first date with somebody here in Indy, I asked him to tell me his 9/11 story because he's 32, and he was a senior during 9/11, and I was dying to know, because he remembers it better, because I was in third grade. So I was, like, dying to know, like, what he remembered
that's
in his experience.
That's something you don't ask.
Yes,
like, that's
so
weird.
You
say a first date?
If a girl asked me on a date, so where were you on 9/11?
That's such an interesting thing to ask. I think it's a brilliant first
date
question.
It's morbid. It's a terrorist attack and people died.
Well, that's the point. It's like we can all relate, though, and it's something that we all connect with as Americans, and it's like so just sad and awful. And as someone that was young when it happened, I just like asking people their 9/11 experiences. It's just crazy.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Kylie tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, in fourth grade, I was sick and brought NyQuil to school and showed the kid next to me, and he grabbed it and ate it. And this girl who I dumped pencil shavings on in third grade told the teacher I drugged him, and me and him got suspended.
Oh, you know what? Crap, I forgot one thing that I did too. Did you ever, I feel like it's more boy stuff. We all went in there and we didn't realize it at first, but somebody just did it and it worked. We would take toilet paper and wad it up, like get it wet in the sink, and then we just threw it to the top of the ceiling.
Oh, yes. That's disgusting.
That was so, there was no poop on it. It was just toilet paper and water. We threw a bunch of it though. We're so dumb because like they know, I don't know. They knew it was me. I don't know how they did, but I guess they know when they give you a hall pass to go out and do stuff.
We when I was a freshman, the senior class at the time played a prank on my radio and TV teacher.
Okay.
and they had bought, we had all of these like Mac desktop computers.
Yeah.
And they were very expensive at the time.
Still are.
I mean, yeah, but definitely then too, because they were rarer. And so these seniors had gone online and bought like a dud computer, and they set it up in the classroom and replaced like one of the actual working ones with that one. And this kid, they set up a camera in the room. I'll never forget it. My teacher still to this day, this is now like over 10 years ago, but he plays for every single class of his. He plays this video of this prank they did on him because it's so funny. They had acted like, this kid had acted like he got frustrated, like the computer wasn't working, and just picked up the actual, not the monitor, but the computer.
Yeah.
And slammed it on the floor and grabbed like a hammer or something and started smashing it. And my teacher went ballistic and was like, what the hell do you think you're doing? Like freaking out. And then he's like, you're suspended, blah, blah, blah. And then all these kids started laughing and he's like, what is going on? They were like, this was a fake computer. We totally pranked you. And now it's like iconic, lives on in infamy in my high school, which is Floyd Central High School in Southern Indiana. Go Highlanders!
I was also a Highlander. How Highlanders! Bringing that up now makes me want to prank you so bad.
If I was a principal now, I would 100% make our school mascot be the Fighting Chicken Nuggets.
Of course you would. And that's why, Alex, you're not allowed near school zones. There's that. All right, so explain to me as we get into this, what exactly is going to happen right now for these Indiana State Fair tickets, Alex? What are you going to do?
Well, if you remember, as a kid, going to like fairs or carnivals, state fairs, whatever, and there's usually a guy hanging out on like the boardwalk area or something, and he's like, step right up, let me guess your weight, and if I do, you'll win a Minion pillow. That's basically what I'm going to do.
Because everybody wants a Minion pillow.
But you're not going to win a Minion pillow if I can guess your occupation today. You're going to win tickets to the Indiana State Fair.
So you are going to guess what somebody does for a living, their job.
Yes. Based on a bunch of weird random questions. Think of this like a BuzzFeed quiz that makes no sense and it gives you a weird outcome. That's kind of what we're doing here, but it's like...
That's our show.
It's like I'm the BuzzFeed person.
All right. Let's go to line one. Is this Oriana?
Hi.
Hey, did I get your name right? Because they make fun of me here at work that I can't pronounce people's names correctly. It's Oriana.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Props to myself.
Oriana, I'm just going to jump right in and just get crazy on you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. What makes you feel more tingly? Someone chewing on ice or someone texting and driving?
I think texting and driving.
All right. Makes Oriana feel more tingly.
Well, okay. What does tingly mean?
Like, it means like, whatever Oriana wants to make
like
it
nervous?
Mean. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like kind of like gets her excited and like butterflies like turned
on. It could
on.
Be nervous. I would say nervous butterflies or like
oh, okay.
Kind of makes your skin crawl.
Not butterfly kisses.
What do you smell right now?
I smell trees, like nature.
Nature?
That's a good smell.
Okay. What are you wearing?
Like a jacket and some pants.
A jacket and pants, okay. If you had to pick one character, only out of these two, who looks more like you? Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street or Bugs Bunny?
That's a difficult one because I don't look like either of them. But
I know.
More like. Which one are you closest to?
Pretty much one's big and one's thin.
I would say Snuffleupagus for me, even though I'm a tiny person, because of those eyelashes and I have eyelash extensions.
But yours are fake, though.
Where'd you get yours done at?
MEP Moore, Radiate 60 Salon.
I concur with the Snuffleupagus, I guess.
Okay. Oriana looks like Snuffleupagus. We're really getting to know her this morning.
Wow, that could be something on your Bumble profile.
Put that on there. Okay, now this is a little creepy. What is scarier, a box full of dried eyelids or sleeping through your alarm?
I would say the alarm.
More than a box of dried eyelids?
Yes.
Whoa!
Dry lids.
Whoa! Whoa, Oriana, that is really scary. Have you ever heard the song, What in the Butt?
Yes.
She's heard it?
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what
my jam.
In the butt. I said what in the butt. You want
it
to
is.
In my butt? In my
no.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in the butt.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. She said, it's my jam.
Well, that could be another thing that could be on your Bumble profile.
Absolutely. I look like Snuffleupagus, and what in the butt is my jam. Finish this sentence, Oriana. A werewolf likes to bake.
Muffins.
Muffins. Okay. What kind of car do you drive?
I have a Ford Focus.
What year?
2005.
And what color?
It's a silver one.
Ooh, okay. And do you ever have to get your upper lip waxed?
No.
She never asked. Are you blonde?
No, I'm redheaded.
Ah, there it is. There you go. Brunettes, we've always got to go like every 4 to 6 weeks. Get that ripped off. All right, so do you have any supplemental questions, Joe? Because, I mean, I feel good.
No, and it's the same thing when I ask him, too. Like, you know where you're going to try to figure this out? Because I don't can I be honest? I don't know what this...
I said, what?
I don't know what this has to do with anything for what her job occupation is.
Tells a lot about her personality. She's, like, laid back. She can have fun, I think, at her job if she's familiar with this song. Because somebody that's got a straight-laced personality, like, if they're an FBI agent, they probably have never heard this.
I don't have anything today. Producer MYK, is there any, I guess, questions that you could think of that you would want to ask?
I've got to stay neutral. Remember, I answer the phones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you actually have. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm all. It's all you, Alex. You got this.
Well, she was more scared of sleeping through her alarm than finding a box full of dried eyelids.
I would agree with
her.
So
it almost makes me think maybe she works like in a funeral home or she's like a mortician. Like there's that. But
well,
then
you don't have to be on time for a funeral. People are dead. I mean, like the funeral home, they're dead. They're not going anywhere.
But when I asked her, when I said finish the sentence, a werewolf likes to bake blank. She didn't hesitate, and she wasn't like Like she immediately knew a food item.
Oh, you
and
think so that, food reference then?
Yes, and so I'm getting like food vibes because of that question. And then what else did I ask her? I asked her what she's wearing. She said a jacket and pants.
It's gonna be a warm day today, too. That's kind of interesting.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, okay, it's hot outside. It's July, so she's definitely in an indoors job. Even though it almost threw me off because I said, what can you smell right now? She said nature.
Yeah, like trees, I think she said.
But I think that was to throw me off. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to guess because I think it was just a fluke that this girl just is really, she cares a lot about her job and doesn't want to be late. And that's why a box full of dried eyelids doesn't scare her. So Oriana, I'm going to say you are in the food industry. Specifically, you never have to get your lip waxed either. So you're not that hairy.
Does that help?
Well, I think she's not that hairy of a person. I think she's like in there with the food. I'm going to say she's not Chewbacca. I'm going to say you are a chef at a restaurant or something. You are?
Yes! Oh my gosh. Where are you at a restaurant? Or what do you do?
I do baking. I was currently at the Flying Cupcake, but now I'm at a new place.
Holy Toledo!
Are you a crazy person? For example, the reason I asked that is like maybe you could make something and we could try it. Like muffins sound good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Oriana, but anyone that says they'd rather find a box of dried eyelids is not making any food for me. Who knows what you're going to put in there? But can we just all celebrate the fact that Oriana's jam is what in the butt?
I think we can.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt.
I'll make some chocolate brownies. Hey, congratulations, Oriana. You are going to get yourself right now a pair of Indiana State Fair tickets because Alex was able to guess your occupation. Hang on the line.
Don't come for me. I know everything.